Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. What year was air traveler satisfaction with airports at an all-time high? In 2021, when passenger volumes were low. 2022 is a different story. According to the latest J.D. Power study, airport satisfaction scores have dropped. More than half of airport travelers called airports severely crowded. Nearly one-fourth made no food or beverage purchases. Not surprising, considering that at some airports, a beer can cost $28. And the biggest disapproval area? Lack of airport parking. Not to mention the expense. Which airport scored highest in satisfaction? Minneapolis-St. Paul, followed by San Francisco and Detroit. And of the big airports, which ranked last? Newark. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Beko's new dishwashers use one-third the energy and half the water of U.S. standards for dishwashers. And from now until December 31st, you can save up to $200 in gift card rebates on eligible models. Visit Beko.com for more details.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.